The Robe by Lloyd C. Douglas. This book is read by Stuart Langton. The Robe, Chapter 1. Because she was only 15, and busy with her growing up, Lucia's periods of reflection were brief and infrequent, but this morning she felt weighted with responsibility. Last night her mother, who rarely talked to her about anything more perplexing than the advantages of clean hands and a pure heart, had privately discussed the possible outcome of father's reckless remarks yesterday in the Senate, and Lucia, flattered by this confidence, had declared maturely that Prince Gaius wasn't in a position to do anything about it. But after she had gone to bed, Lucia began to fret. Gaius might indeed overlook her father's heated comments about the extravagances and mismanagement of his government, if he had had no previous occasion for grievance against the Gallio family. There was, however, another grievance that no one knew about except herself, and Diana. They would all have to be careful now, or they might get into serious trouble. The birds had awakened her early. She was not yet used to their flutterings and twitterings, for they had returned much sooner than usual, spring having arrived and unpacked before February's lease was up. Lucia roused to a consciousness of the fret that she had taken to bed with her. It was still there, like a toothache. Dressing quietly so as not to disturb Tertia, who was soundly sleeping in the alcove, and would be alarmed when she roused to find her mistress's couch vacant, Lucia slipped her sandals softly over the exquisitely wrought mosaics that led from her bedchamber and through her parlour into the long corridor, and down the wide stairway to the spacious hall, and out into the vast peristyle, where she paused, shielding her eyes against the sun. For the past year or more, Lucia had been acutely conscious of her increasing height and rapid development into womanhood. But here, on this expanse of tessellated tiling, she always felt very insignificant. Everything in this immense peristyle dwarfed her: the tall marble columns that supported the vaulted roofs, the stately statues standing in their silent dignity on the close-clipped lawn, the high silver spray of the fountain. No matter how old she became, she would be ever a child here. Nor did it make her feel any more mature when, proceeding along the patterned pavement, she passed Servius, whose face had been bronzed and deep-lined when Lucia was a mere toddler. Acknowledging with twinkling fingers and a smile the old slave's grave salute, as he brought the shaft of his spear to his wrinkled forehead, she moved on to the vine-covered pergola at the far end of the rectangle. There, with her...